Philly's home for Old School. Old School 100.3. Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson. Of course, I'm in solo this week. Deanna Williams is down at the Puerto Rican Day Parade celebrating her Hispanic heritage. And speaking of Hispanic heritage, I would like to welcome Javier Suarez, the executive producer of the Hispanic Choice Awards, to our show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're 2 weeks away from the big event, so it's a little hectic, but all in all, pretty good.
Pretty good. So tell us about that big event. The Hispanic Choice Awards are coming up. Tell us when and where.
The Hispanic Choice Awards, the 11th annual, is taking place on Saturday, October 11th at the Merriam Theater. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for all professionals and Latino families to come out and see an award show, something that they don't typically get to see, where we honor Latino achievement in the region.
Yeah, it's very good. And it's something I think that is sometimes underlooked or overlooked in the community, in the city at whole, but especially the Hispanic community. Deanna herself is going to be involved as an award presenter.
She is. We're excited. She's going to be coming out on stage and so many fans listen to 100.3, so she's going to be able to meet up with them and just have a good time with us on that day.
Absolutely. Who can people expect to see there at the awards?
Well, the whole day is pretty spectacular because it's not just in the theater. We actually, across the street, begin our day at 3 o'clock with an outdoor red carpet. That's where the whole thing begins, and there's interviews and the cameras are rolling. Because the whole thing is taped for broadcast on CBS3 and the CW Philly a few months later. So anyone who comes out, they'll be a part of that show.
Nice.
After the red carpet, there's a pre-show reception, and then people just simply cross the street and go into the Merriam Theater for the award show. And this year we're honoring two people alongside some of our local recipients for awards. The first is Wilmer Valderrama, who a lot of people know from the 70s show, and also a guy named Luis Enrique, who is a well-known salsero or a salsa artist. Both of these guys, with their talents and the platforms that they have dedicated to some social issues. Wilmer with voter registration and Hispanic scholarships, and Luis Enrique dealing with drug abuse in our communities. And so we're not only honoring them for their talents, but we're honoring them for the work that they do outside of that.
I thank you and I commend you for your work. I appreciate the inclusiveness that you provide. Again, the Hispanic Choice Awards taking place at the Merriam Theater. If people want more information or want to purchase tickets, where can they go?
They can go to our website. It's hcaphilly.com, hcaphilly.com. Or they can call 267-979-3297.
Now, I am, I think, 1/16th Cuban. Can I still come?
You can. People ask us that question all the time. Not if they're 1/16th Cuban.
Oh.
But, you know, they say, you know, hey, I'm not Latino and I don't speak Spanish. The show's in English. You know, I tell everybody that, you know, Philly is now 13% Hispanic.
Okay.
And 2/3 of us, we're all born here in this country. So we all speak English. We're bilingual, but we have fun in every language. So, you
beautiful.
Know, come on out. It's fun for everybody. And, you know, everyone's welcome.
Beautiful. But you do celebrate and honor your heritage, which is Hispanic heritage. So I want to thank you for that. And, again, I urge people to go check out the Hispanic Choice Awards. Thank you so much, Javier, for joining us. Or joining
hey,
me.
It's a real pleasure being on a radio station that I love and enjoy.
Awesome. We're Old School 100.3.